Let us pray, brothers and sisters, for the Holy Church throughout the world. Almighty and eternal God, you have shown your glory to all nations in Jesus Christ. By your Holy Spirit, guide the Church, especially in this time when not all can gather in person. Help it continue to persevere in faith, to proclaim your name and bring the good news of salvation in Christ to all people. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for Susan and Michael, our bishops, for our pastors in the Nith Valley Ministry Area and the Two Rivers Ministry Area, for all servants of the Church and for all people of God, especially pastoral caregivers and all ministries of healing, both spiritual and physical. Almighty and eternal God, your Spirit guides the Church and makes it holy. Strengthen and uphold our bishops, pastors, other ministers, and lay leaders. Keep them in health and safety for the good of the Church, and help each of us in our various vocations to do faithfully the work to which you have called us. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for those who question their faith. Almighty and eternal God, your faith in us is ever sure, even when some doubt your presence. Be gentle with those who wonder where you are. Assure us that your faithfulness persists, and that you make room for questions and uncertainty. Give us solid ground on which to place our feet. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for those preparing for baptism. Almighty and eternal God, you continue to bless the Church. Increase the faith and understanding of those preparing for baptism. Give them new birth as your children, and keep them in the faith and communion of your Holy Church. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for our sisters and brothers who share our faith in Jesus Christ. Almighty and eternal God, you give your Church unity. Look with favor on all who follow Jesus, your Son. Make all the baptized one in the fullness of faith, and keep us united in the fellowship of love. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for those who do not share our faith in Jesus Christ. Almighty and eternal God, gather into your embrace all those who call out to you under different names. Bring an end to interreligious strife and make us more faithful witnesses of the love made known to us in your Son. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for those who do not believe in God. Almighty and eternal God, you created humanity so that all may long to know you and find peace in you. Grant that all may recognize the signs of your love and grace in the world and in the lives of Christians, and gladly acknowledge you as the one true God. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for God's creation. Almighty and eternal God, you are the creator of a magnificent universe. Hold all the worlds in the arms of your care and bring all things to fulfillment in you. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for a world in need of peace and harmony, and for those who serve in public office, especially for wisdom and foresight in these troubled times of pandemic. Almighty and eternal God, within our lives and relationships, and in communities around the world, we face conflict and antagonism. We pray for places where violence and cruelty seem to win the day, for countries where war cuts down innocent bystanders, where division leads to the abuse of power and belittling of opponents, where unreasonable force is used to quell dissent. Send your spirit to work among troubled nations and give us peace in our time. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for those in need of healing and strength. Almighty and eternal God, the world has been confusing and bleak during the pandemic, but you pierce the darkness with hope and renewed vision. We give you thanks for new discoveries to ease suffering, for vaccines and for wisdom and resources shared, for courageous service that restores hope and brings healing. As we mark Jesus' death on this day, we pray for those who are ill and dying, and for those who are bereaved or feel any burden or loss. Renew our trust in your resurrecting love. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Finally, let us pray for all those things for which our Lord would have us ask. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.